Good morning, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. On the day between the Ides of March and St. Paddy's Day, that's right, it is March 16th. You figured that out. Okay, 2021, a perfect day to have my friends from Seven Mindsets here, the SEL service company that's just incredible with the products they have for SEL these days and equity. And they brought with them Justin James from McKinney ISD in McKinney, Texas. He's the assistant principal over at the high school there. We're going to have a nice conversation with Scott Schickler and Chelsea Buchanan of Seven Mindsets, plus Justin, all about what they're doing at McKinney High School. Okay, regarding diversity, equity, and social emotional learning, the combination of which, as Scott will explain in just a few minutes, is Selequity, S-E-L equity, Selequity. You can hashtag that if you want anytime you like. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. That's ace-ed.org. Everybody write that down, including you, my guest today, Justin James, ace-ed.org, because that's the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. Okay, ace-ed.org. Our magazine is over there. That's called Equity in Access. It's an online journal. You'll love it. Take a minute to read it. Tell your friends about it. All our podcasts are over there and a lot of other information all about equity. Join with us. It's all free for educators at ace-ed.org. And I am now bringing on our guests. Here we go. We're going to start with the rose amongst the thorns. Let me introduce you to Chelsea Buchanan. Hi, Chelsea.
Hello. Good morning. So great to
be here.
What
is it like to have... It's a pleasure to have you here. What is it like to be the rose amongst the thorns of Justin and Scott?
I think that that's a wonderful description. Thank you for that.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Chelsea's down in Georgia, and she leads the Seven Mindsets team of SEL coaches and implementation experts down there at sevenmindsets.com. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
You think you actually
met Chelsea because you nailed it. She is the rose.
She is the rose amongst the thorns.
Absolutely.
Look at my other guests, and I can understand this. Okay, Justin, are you there? You're not the rose amongst the thorns.
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Justin. Welcome to the show.
Yes, happy to be here, even if I am called a thorn this morning.
You're one of the two, only in comparison to the lovely Chelsea. Go there. Okay. Hey, before we get into Seven Mindsets, I want you to tell us about McKinney, Texas, which is, I know it's 30 miles north of Dallas. That's all I know about it. You're the assistant principal at McKinney High. Just tell us about the town and your school.
Yes,
and your demo, some of that. Yeah. Be proud.
Yes,
be proud.
So McKinney is about 30 minutes north of Dallas. I serve as the assistant principal at the original McKinney High School. Our student demographics here are about, our student enrollment is about 3,000 students and, diverse student population, which is very reflective of the community of McKinney. People love what used to be a small town, but it's continuing to grow. And we are excited to venture in. Indeed, the Lone Star State. And so we are continuing to be a part of the great work and partnership with Seven Mindset.
Nice. It's nice to have you here. Did you say there's 3,000 kids in your school? Did I hear you say that right?
Yes. So we are the largest high school in McKinney ISD. Our student enrollment is 3,000 students. Right now we are about 8% face-to-face.
Wow. Okay, I went to Overbrook High School in Philadelphia, and back in the 1960s when I was there, that had 5,000 kids. Okay, but a 3,000-kid high school these days is a lot of kids. That's a lot of kids. Okay.
Indeed. We joke around and say that we're a small city here.
Wow, it's unbelievable. And I must ask, what's the name of the team?
We are the Lions.
The Lions. I hope you have better luck than the Detroit Lions.
Oh, indeed.
Okay. And the other thing, which I must mention, I always talk about this with my friends whenever I have people from Dallas, I know that because I am from Philadelphia that you could not possibly be a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. Would that be correct?
It comes with the territory. Right. We have to be.
Oh, okay. You better answer that right, or you'll have your resume tomorrow. Okay, he is a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's make that perfectly clear. Okay, all right, very good, Scott. Real quick, now Chelsea, tell us about Seven Mindsets.
Well, Seven Mindsets is a great place to be, and I am so honored that Justin's on the call because we get to work with schools just like McKinney High School all across the country, and
yep.
We work with students and with teachers when it comes to social-emotional learning and making sure that we're creating safe, happy schools that kids want to come to and teachers love to work in, and we get to partner with them when it comes to implementing social-emotional learning and just helping teachers navigate that kind of new world where they've been used to teaching academics, and now they're expected to teach social-emotional learning as well, and they're learning, if they didn't already know it, that it's their most favorite time of the day to just have discussions and learn about each other and learn about their kids, and that's what Seven Mindsets gets to do every day. We get to work with great schools and great teachers, just like Justin.
And you do a great job of that, I got to tell you. And again, it's Seven, everybody, the number, sevenmindsets.com. And Scott, before we get into this conversation today, I just want you to go over, you're the founder and CEO, but there literally are Seven Mindsets, okay? And you've spoken on this and all that. Just go over that for people as quickly as you can.
Sure. Well, you know, we all want our students to grow up to be happy and successful, and over a decade ago, the Seven Mindsets team conducted research on the characteristics of some of the happiest, most successful people on the planet. And what we were able to determine is it's not where they live. It's, it really has to do with their mindsets, how they think.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, we were able to identify seven common mindsets. Everything is possible. Passion first, we are connected, 100% accountable, attitude of gratitude, live to give, and the time is now. Those
there
are the seven mindsets.
Yeah, and if we can get that across to people, we're going to have a much happier planet, I can tell you that right now. Okay, Justin, back to you, okay? You are in charge, and I love this, okay? You're in charge of the school's diversity and equity team. And as you heard me say earlier, we have our consortium for equity. I think what you're doing is great. You're trying to create equitable outcomes for all the kids, okay, and provide representation voices for all the students. But I have a feeling the diversity and equity team also relates to the teachers as well. Okay, I may be wrong there, but I have a feeling that is the case. Can you just talk about what you do regarding diversity and equity as the team leader on that?
So this past summer, our superintendent, Dr. Rick McDaniel, gave five goals in our leadership summit, and one of those goals was to have develop and implement diversity and equity plan district-wide. And so each of the campus leaders took that back, and this year I've been tasked with leading that work here at McKinney High School.
Cool.
And it has started with professional development for our teachers because, Larry, you mentioned,
sure,
you know, how it connects both with our teachers and our students. And really we have had conversations and with every stakeholder group, with students, with our staff, with their parents and guardians and community members in order to gain a pulse on how we can provide those equitable outcomes. And so just with training, professional development, and then syncing those SEL components that we receive from Set Mindset has also been a huge factor in that.
It's wonderful what the work you're doing. I know it's going to work out well. I just must ask, you mentioned it in passing, how diverse is the school and or the faculty?
Yes, and so our demographics are majority white here at our campus, and then we have about 20% African-American and Hispanic students that are part of that. And then our faculty and staff, we have about 278 faculty members, and our demographics are very similar as far as our students and our staff.
Interesting. That's good. Okay, that's cool. That gives a beautiful picture of what's going on there. That is a diverse community. Of course, we want as much diversity as possible of the most qualified people and good kids in there. I think it's I think it's great. And I'll give you an example of inequality from when I went to school. As I mentioned, I went to Overbrook High School in Philadelphia. To put that in perspective, that's the same school that Wilt Chamberlain went to, and Wally Jones, and Walt Hazard, and Will Smith, okay, the actor. All right? It was about 80% African American when I was there, 20% white. All right? During the day, we would be together in homeroom, okay? And then we would go to our classes. I was in the academic classes. 80% black school, I would say it was 2% African-American in my classes. Where did those kids go? I have no idea. They went to classes in business or whatever the hell they went, but there was a foregone, a preconceived notion that these kids were not going to do academic work, that they weren't going to get in school. They were just as intelligent as I was. Okay, but for some reason they disappeared out of the academics. Okay, it was incredible. When I look back on that and think about it, it just blows my mind. Okay, it's a different world now, thank God. Okay, what's going on in your school like that, Justin? Anything? Talk about your school.
Well,
the kids, yeah, the diversity factor in your school. When I think back on that, it was years and years ago now. It's where did those 80% of the kids went down to 2% in the academic classes? It was unbelievable.
Sure. So we have about 40% of our students come from economically disadvantaged homes and lifestyles. And we don't judge them. We want to provide opportunities for them. Statistics show that students need those SEL opportunities. Those that need them aren't middle-class white students, but those that are already a part of marginalized population. And many times students have experienced some type of adverse trauma that they bring into the school every day.
Absolutely.
And so equipping them with type of strategy is what our trainings have been about, and having these conversations with our teachers for them to go into the classroom equipped and ready to know how to meet the needs of our students best.
Right, and that's wonderful. We've got to, and there was an article, I just read it yesterday, in the brand new issue of The Atlantic, and it talks about, it's a big issue, and kind of an expose on the wealthy private schools. Okay, like Phillips Exeter and Phillips Andover and those kind of places and the big places in New York. But their tagline to it was, why is the very best education reserved for those people when the kids who need it the most don't get it? Okay, and it's so important to have this equity factor throughout. I congratulate you guys on doing this. I just think it's great. And is it uncomfortable to talk about this with the teachers or with the students? Then we're going to get into the seven mindsets part.
This work is uncomfortable. You know, when you start talking about people's implicit bias that they bring into the classroom every day, they feel like you are attacking them. But what we have realized is that we can, when we help our teachers to be comfortable and give them a common language on how to facilitate conversations about race, equity, inclusion, ethnicity, nationality with their students, and having some norms with that, then it kind of takes away the tension and the pressures in order to host those conversations. Here at McKinney High School, we had a community conversations event that our teachers led through our diversity team, and students, parents, and community members were a part of that. And we hosted six questions that we had roundtable conversations about race, about gender, sexual orientation, and diversity inclusion, so that way we can have a better sense of belonging and a pulse on our community here at McKinney High School. And that
was very uncomfortable. Boy, that is terrific. It's very uncomfortable, but boy, it needs to be. And you know something, that gets less uncomfortable the more you talk about it. Okay, because you find out, in reality, everybody kind of feels the same way. Okay, so it takes away those barriers. Okay, and we got to talk about it and confront it, and that's all there is to it. I congratulate you guys for doing this. So now put seven mindsets into the mix. Scott, go ahead.
Well, look, Larry, we know that every day our students and educators, they're dealing with social and emotional issues.
Oh,
yeah. Add in a pandemic and social injustice and a politically divided nation and practically inequities in every sector of society, it has a major impact on the mental health and well-being of everyone, and especially our students and educators.
That's right.
We have to address SEL and equity issues. if we have any chance of helping our students thrive in school and beyond. You got it. And here's the thing. Students, they actually want to talk about race and social justice issues. But many educators, they're not prepared for these conversations. So that's why what the Seven Mindsets did is we created, what I call Selequity. It's social emotional learning plus equity, Selequity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the nation's first mindsets-based social emotional learning curriculum that's infused with equity. And it's imperative for educators to engage students in these conversations that celebrate justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion. We think of it sort of like a Jedi mindset. And if you're wrong, if you want to think about it this way,
I watched The Empire Strikes Back on Sunday afternoon. Funny you should mention the Jedi.
So we'll borrow that, and Jedi in this case is justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion, right? So it's the Jedi mindset.
That's great. That's great. I love it.
I think if we can frame it this way. Social-emotional learning helps students understand how emotions shape their relationship with the world, and Selequity teaches them how to put those emotions into action to actually create change.
I love it. I love it. And I have to go back a second ago. Did you come up with this Jedi thing, this acronym?
No.
Diversity,
equity, and inclusion has been around, but I think what people realize is that unless you lead with justice, you don't effectuate change. And so our perspective on this is that this is really a mindset, and it combined with an SEL mindset, you have Selequity. And these are the mindsets that we want to help empower students and educators with and provide them with curriculum and training to help make this happen.
It's really cool, and I love that justice, equity, diversity, inclusion, Jedi. Everybody should be a Jedi Knight in that regard. I never heard that before. That's great, Scott. Okay. Chelsea, you go into a school like McKinney. What happens?
Well, we've actually worked with McKinney going on 3 years now, so we've had this partnership for quite some time. When we go into schools, we do exactly what Justin said at first. We work with the teachers first because we know that it's many times our mindsets as adults that need to change or mold a little bit before we start talking to our students. So we have just as many resources and ideas for our teachers, our educators in the buildings, as we do our kids. Because we need to get the teachers comfortable with having these conversations, just like Justin and Scott have mentioned, kids come to us with trauma. They come to us with a lot of things going on in their minds that that the teachers need to talk about, and they shy away from it many times because they just don't know how to talk about these things. So when Justin said that they're kind of arming teachers with strategies and a language, that's what we do as well. We partner with the administration in schools and the teacher leaders so that we can help them in turn help their teachers, who will then make the classrooms a great place for the students. So we are a partner with schools. We're a partner with the administration, and we help them put together SEL committees to drive that instruction in their schools. We talk about teaching social-emotional learning with fidelity and what it looks like in the classroom and what it looks like for an ongoing basis with professional learning with teachers. And we're kind of just a partner in the work with them. We hold their hand along the way to talk with them about things that are going well, things that may need to change. We set goals with them, and we look at data over time to make sure that those goals are being met. And then we reflect at the end of the year and see what we need to change for the next year. So we really are a partner in their social-emotional learning work at their school.
I think it's great. I have two questions. A, we're talking about McKinney High School, and I'll ask Justin. Justin, are they doing this in the lower grades as well, or are they really focusing on SEL in the high school specifically? And I know you're the high school guy, but I'm curious about the whole K-12 spectrum.
Right. So Justin, this has been a goal district-wide. And so in McKinney ISD, we have what's called MISD Live Time. And so that is pretty much a partnership with SEL at everything from, the elementary and the secondary levels.
And how do the kids react to it? Okay, what do you hear from the kids, even anecdotally? How do the kids react?
Well, in some most of our students here at the high school, they look forward to, especially when teachers are using the resources from Seven Mindsets. Teachers,
yep.
They collaborative planning time. They discuss, okay, how are we going to use this resource from the Seven Mindsets portal? And students, you know, they think that it's just a part of the culture in the classroom. And, you know, just like with anything and with teenagers, some of them grumble a little bit, but we're used to that.
They do.
And, you know,
nature
we make
the beast.
Most of it. But then when they start to implement the strategies or if they need a mindful moment to, like, de-escalate a situation, that's when we see the beauty of Seven Mindsets and SEL come into fruition here at McKinney High.
So it's working. It's working. It sounds good. And I have something. I have another question. I'm going to ask Scott this one, okay, and then I want Justin to add on to it. Scott, you know, when we hear SEL, social-emotional learning, we think of that as a separate thing. Oh, we're going to teach SEL, and then we'll go to history class. Okay, but all of those mindsets make you a better person, if I may. A, that's obvious, and B, also can make you a better student. They help to focus you, et cetera, et cetera. And talk about the role of SEL, not just with equity, but in terms of academics and how it centers people. Scott.
Well, there's a technical term called radical self-interest, but the layperson's term is what's in it for me. And,
yeah, okay,
and
yeah.
When SEL is addressed properly, right, it's no learning ever takes place in a classroom or anywhere unless you've addressed what really matters to that individual student. And when you're teaching SEL properly, you're really talking about a student's passions, their dreams, their goals, their
exactly.
interests. Right. I remember many years ago I was teaching in the South Bronx, and a student in special education said to me, "Hey, Mr. Schickler, you know, I'm not really good in math. Let's not talk about math. You know, I'm not good in math, right?" And then I watched this kid make change, and he knew math really well. He just thought
yeah,
of math
exactly.
as, you know, he didn't realize it was money math. When you can
yeah.
make a connection to what they're learning and talking about in the classroom and how it impacts their life. That's what it's about. And a really high-quality program like the Seven Mindsets allows the teachers and students to engage in conversations that really matter to them. And so it shouldn't be, okay, we're just going to do this for 5 minutes today or 20 minutes or 30 minutes. A high-quality program infuses this
like
in everything they do. That's why it's common language all day, every day.
I love it. I love it. It's great. So, Justin, let me swing back to you. Do you see, as kids go get more and more involved in the SEL side, okay, do you see a difference in not just in behavior? You mentioned that a few minutes ago, and I certainly understand that, but in their academics and their study and their attitude towards school, okay, and their relationship to learning, if I may. What do you see, Justin? Or what are you hearing
it's
from teachers?
It's definitely been a process. And so throughout this year, we have seen students grow not only in their behaviors but also academically, where we were worried because of the pandemic and the school closure last year that there would be some academic regret. But, you know, when students, when they identify that, okay, this is what they're going to focus on, or if they implement Mindset 7, the time is now, like, this is what I need to focus on, then it really motivates them to, you know, handle business. And they're having conversations with their teachers, being able to convey the help that they need, whether that be, you know, a mental moment, if they have some type of anxiety or struggle that they may be dealing with that the teacher can help them regulate, or if they need some additional support. And so really it's been a process of growth as we look at our students throughout the school year.
I think it's wonderful. I want you to keep doing that. I must ask, and you guys just touched on it, and I keep constantly forgetting about it, the pandemic, okay? And the school has not been normal, so to speak, this year, okay, whatever that means, all right? And, Justin, are the kids back in school full-time now? I think they are in Texas, but I'm not sure. Or maybe it's every ISD. I don't know. What's going on?
Yes. So McKinney ISD, we started face-to-face in September, and we have been back since then. And so our teachers have been teaching simultaneously both virtual and face-to-face throughout the school year. So it's definitely been a challenging year, but when teachers are working on their own social-emotional learning and health and collaborating with each other, that has been empowered them, and they have served as a model for our students.
Great. That's lovely to hear you say it that way. Okay, are you? Are some of the kids virtual? How's it working out? What's going on? Are some still
so we
virtual?
Have about 20% of our students are still virtual and doing remote learning.
And that's from parents' choice, am I correct?
Yes, and so some parents have opted in for that because they may have a family member or a high-risk individual within the home or another variety of circumstances.
Right, and it's brutal this year, and I'm so glad. I hope it's working out really well. Chelsea, you all this going on, and again, you lead the Seven Mindsets team of coaches and experts in the field, okay? How has the pandemic and you can use McKinney as the example, but talk about that virtual, remote learning, whatever, then in-person learning, and back again, then masks and no masks and all that. With all that craziness on top of what's crazy anyway, how's things going? Talk about how it all impacts what you guys do.
Well, so of course this year has been a bit crazy for everyone. I would say that the biggest difference in years past to this year is that in years past, when we talk to our schools and visit our schools and walk through the hallways, we are talking about students and student language and making sure that our kids are speaking, just like Scott said, 24/7, not just in their Seven Mindsets time, but in other parts of the day, we talk about our kids because educators do what's best for their kids. Well, this year, the difference has been is that we don't necessarily focus on the students quite as much. We know that they need social-emotional learning this year. We have talked about the teachers just as much as we've talked about the kids, because Justin mentioned the teacher self-care. This year, teachers, they're just a little more tired than normal, and they feel like they're not doing enough, and they feel like they can't reach all of their students because some are at school and some are at home. And so we talk a lot about our teachers and making sure that we continue to inspire and engage them in social-emotional learning, making sure that they're taking care of themselves, making sure that we're, you know, giving them the motivation to continue to do everything that they can to teach teach their students. So a lot of our conversations have been around teacher social-emotional health rather than our kids this year. That's been just a little bit different, even though we know it's always been important.
Right. Without question. And what's the big thing that comes up with when you're talking to a teacher about all this? How's it manifest itself just off the top of your head, so to speak?
When it comes to the pandemic you're asking about?
Yes. Well, virtual versus in person, all the craziness of this year, if I may. How's it manifest itself with educators from your point of view, from the SEL?
From our point of view, what we have talked about mostly this year is just the uncertainty of everything, that the teachers don't know if, you know, which kids will be there tomorrow. And we actually hear the same thing from kids as well. They have a lot of worry and anxiety because they don't know if their teacher is going to show up the next day. And their classroom is a safe space for them, and their teacher is a constant in their lives. And when they don't know if somebody's not going to be there the next day, that causes a lot of anxiety in their world. So a lot of anxiety, a lot of worry, a lot of uncertainty, and just everything's kind of up in the air. Are we going to be face-to-face today? Are we going to be virtual today? And and our kids need consistency and for their education to be done with fidelity. And that just has kind of been upturned this year with everything going on.
Boy, you're not kidding. Knowing that, I'm just going to stay with you, Chelsea, because you're the implementer, if I may. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the best practice? Okay. What's the SEL best practice that people should be doing right now?
Well, there's quite a few best practices, but I would say that first and foremost, to plan just as intentionally for adults as you do for students. So many times
that.
when when schools adopt seven mindsets, they think of it as a student curriculum and program. And what they don't realize right in the beginning is the impact that it will have on adults. So they have this wonderful plan that they implement in the classroom.
Wow.
But then they need just as intentional a plan for ongoing professional development with adults. I would say the next one would be teaching with fidelity, that many times because social-emotional learning is new, that other things get in the way sometimes, whether it be, you know, if our kids are having their seven mindsets lesson in a homeroom or an advisement period, which it's that way in most of our middle schools and high schools, other things may get in the way, like pep rallies or test prep or just other things that are important as well, but they'll take up that social emotional learning time. And in order for it to become a common language, it needs to be taught with fidelity. And then I would say the next best practice that I would recommend is just making sure that the classrooms are safe spaces, especially in our high schools, like McKinney, the kids just want to be able to talk about things. They want the space to be able to talk. And in our high schools, they go from bell to bell, from subject to subject, learning all of the important academic subjects, but they don't have time to just talk about what's going on in their world and all the things that they're experiencing outside of those academic classes. So to give them that safe space to where there is no judgment, like Justin said, to set norms for that conversation and to allow them just to talk. And so to create those spaces is a best practice as well.
Wow, it is just so complicated and so important. And, you know, I was going to say, Scott, I'm going to end up with this. I was going to say SELs, and I want you to talk about this. It's more important now than ever, and it's certainly come to the forefront this year more so than ever. But just talk about this, Scott. It's always been important, and it always will be important. Oh, okay? And, you know, you guys have been in business a long time, let me put it that way, but we tend to let things drop when they're not important anymore. But this has to continue, okay? This can't just end when we all get vaccinated. Scott.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, SEL is always important. During a pandemic, it's imperative, right?
Yeah, thank you.
You know, we serve millions of students and educators in 42 states, and they all have unique needs. And with all the uncertainty that you've heard from Justin and Chelsea, the ability to meet the SEL needs of students and educators, it needs to be constant. That's why we spent a lot of time making sure that our curriculum can be delivered in person, virtually, on any mobile device. It has to easily integrate with other LMS systems. You got to be able to share it via email. You even have to print on demand these days because you don't know what the unique needs are of every community. And Larry, I just want to tell you this. I'm super proud of our team and the work that they do to make SEL available to everyone, everywhere, and at any time. And if you don't mind, I want to share some good news. We just found out that we won the 2021 Tech and Learning Award for Best SEL Remote Learning Solution. And this is, you know, it's exciting for our team to celebrate, but really – it just means that we're going to be better able to serve the millions of students and educators that need this. You're right. They need it now, but they're going to need it forever because SEL is something that empowers everyone to live their best life. We want our students and educators to thrive.
Right, we sure do. We want them to thrive long after this pandemic is over. And let me just say congrats on the Tech and Learning Award. That's wonderful. Okay, that's just great. That's a terrific award. There are good people over there. Okay, and wow, you guys deserve it. Congratulations. I think that's great. Okay, I really do. Justin, you got a rough job, but you're doing it well, man. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Hey, if we continue to stay silent, then things won't change, and then we won't have those equitable outcomes and opportunities for our students. So we have to do what's right because the time is now.
You got it. The time is now, and that's just that we can't kick the can down the road anymore. If we haven't learned that by now after this past year with the pandemic and the social justice initiatives and the terrible things that happened that brought those about finally, okay, the time is now. Boy, you said that right, exactly right. Make sure those kids understand that. Thanks, Justin. Have a fun rest of the school year. Go Lions, if I may. Not Detroit, the McKinney Lions. Okay. Thank you. It's great. I don't care about the Detroit Lions. It's the McKinney Lions we're concerned about. Chelsea, Scott, congratulations, guys.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank
you. Yeah, it's great. That's good news. Thank you all, okay? Stay safe, okay? And we'll talk again soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Chelsea, thanks a million. Justin, aces down there. Go Lions. It's Scott. Always great to have you here. Seven Mindsets. Hey, you won that Tech and Learning Award. That is just great. Best remote SEL product, okay? Congratulations on that. That's just great. Okay, sevenmindsets.com. Here's another website for you, ace-ed.org. That's our consortium for equity. Go over, join up. Hey, my name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Seven Mindsets, great. McKinney High School doing a great job, and we think we're doing a good job over at our consortium, too. Everybody, St. Patty's Day is tomorrow. Enjoy.